So, Greg Fuller, Delaware has not had a lieutenant governor since January of 2015. Why do you think that the state needs a lieutenant governor?
Well, I believe as a military man, there has to be that intermediate position between the leader and everything that's underneath. So the lieutenant governor also plays a critical role with regards to the pardons board. The pardons board reaches into the home of each and every Delawarean, whether it's in Del Mar or Claymont, and whether it's directly or indirectly. And that is a significant role. And it is tied right to another critical need that we need in the state of Delaware, which is criminal justice reform and prison reform. So that's why I believe that we need that position. And I would think that would be a good place for the lieutenant governor to focus their energies. And I'm the most qualified based upon my background, because I've been working in both adult and juvenile for the last 25 years.
So then the last two lieutenant governors, you know, John Carney focused a lot on fitness, and Matt Dem focused on special education. You said that you want to focus on prison reform?
I said that that's something that they could possibly, that if the governor saw fit, that they could put them responsible over. Both John Carney and Matt Dem were responsible still to chair the pardons board, which is a critical, it's a very important job, believe me. And nobody ever senses it until it's their family member standing before the pardons board, and then they understand how important it is. When you work in a system like I have for this long with offenders and with families trying to help redirect youth to be able to be productive citizens, you understand the importance of it. And every Delawarean, I believe, when they have to come to that particular crossroad or in their life and have to deal with the criminal justice system or their children, they find out and they understand it. They're more sympathetic about it.
And so Delaware and prison reform, though, I'm wondering if you could mention that a little bit.
In the state of Delaware, we need to stop locking people up and stop incarcerating. We need to incarcerate the folk that are of violent offenders, okay? But we do not need to incarcerate people who have problems with drugs. We need to build more treatment centers, because by building more treatment centers, then you can move people through the process of recovery and rehabilitation and then send them back into the community to be a participant in our tax base. As opposed to when you incarcerate, you put a person in the criminal justice system in a prison, they sit inside there. And if you give them 2 or 3 years, for 1 year, we're going to spend $42,000 for one inmate. To me, that's a shame, because we're only spending about $12,000 to educate a child. So now, you do the math. If we spend that much, $42,000 per inmate, you have 20. You can house 2,500 inmates at the Delaware Correctional or James T. Vaughn Center in Smyrna. Do the math. How much money is that? A lot of money. $42,000 per. But if you rehabilitate, if you give them treatment, give them detox, but we can't keep doing these short, we can't do short as far as recovery. You can't put people in 30-day programs. 30-day programs are not going to work. I mean, this is my background. You're only getting them good enough so they're healthy enough to go get high again. Programs need to at least be at a minimum 6 months to a year. That's the only way it's going to ever be effective to get the person off the drugs. And then, but even if it's a 6-month program like the boot camp, for instance, I set the boot camp up, the only boot camp, which was here in Georgetown. I'm the guy who wrote the book on that program. And that program was 6 months. And if you were caught in any situations, it could be extended. So that meant that you had enough time that when you got out, you actually had enough sobriety for a period of time that you had a fighting chance when you re-entered back in the community. But when they re-enter into the community, they have to change their environment. They cannot go back into the same environment, because if they go back into the same environment and if that environment is toxic, then they're going to use drugs again. So we need treatment centers, more treatment centers, and less incarceration. If we do that, we'll save a whole lot of money. We'll save you and me and other taxpayers a whole lot of money if we just do that.
So, Greg, you ran for a county position with Sussex County when?
The first time I ever ran was in 2008. and I ran for clerk of the peace. At the end of that election cycle, then Governor Ruth Ann Minner appointed me to the last 2 years of Register of Wills. And I served in that capacity for the 2 years that the person who had been elected to the legislation had left vacant.
So why do you hope to enter politics at this high a level, you know, the lieutenant governor?
Well, it's not even as far as a high level. It is about qualifications, I believe. And as I've stated earlier, my particular background lines up with the constitutional responsibilities of this job. Not counting that I'm a military veteran. I'm a retired first sergeant. 21 years I've served my country. So any veteran or soldier at the ranks that I've raised to is more than qualified to do any of the jobs in the state of Delaware.
And how do you think, going off of that, that being a veteran or a soldier sort of connects to this position?
This position is a leadership position. And leadership, I've been to every school of leadership. I've been to all four levels of leadership of a non-commissioned officer in the United States Army. So if you want to learn about leadership, in state government, every leadership course that I've taken is based upon what I already had knew and learned in the military. And these are people that are contracted or companies that come up with these great leadership courses. But when I went through the courses, all I kept seeing was pieces of what I already learned in the military. So if you're not able to lead after you've got all that leadership experience of leading people on large levels and the education, I think that with my background in 25 years of state, I know my way around the state. I've been an administrator, I've been a supervisor, I've been managers, I've been all of those things. So I know state government. So experience is very important. Sometimes you have people come out of anywhere and just run and have none of the qualifications that I have and get elected to office. But I have all the qualifications that you need. 25 years of state service, 21 years of military service, and worked in the criminal justice system all that time. The lieutenant governor, as I stated before, is a good fit for me with my background and the constitutional responsibilities. As you have stated previously, the prior lieutenant governors, they championed certain things. I believe that those were great efforts, but in addition to championing things for our children, okay, I'll be championing things for our children and our seniors, our veterans, and those individuals transitioning back into our communities from being incarcerated, whether they be youthful offenders or adult.
So you've served in Delaware for 25, 26 years. Why do you want to continue to serve in Delaware?
Well, because this is my home and I love the state. And I want to be able to serve at this level because I believe I can do even more. With my background, I have been a mentor for at-risk youth. I have helped our seniors with end-of-life planning. I have done all these things, but I believe that as Lieutenant Governor, I can do it on a grander scale and across the state. And I can use that office to bolster efforts for those critical elements or those groups I've talked about, your seniors, your children, and our veterans. So that is why I want to continue to serve, because service is it's my way of life. I came here, how I came to Delaware was serving. I came here 26 years ago to take care of my mom and dad. That's the only reason I'm in the state of Delaware, because I came to take care of somebody and serve. And I've been doing that ever since I've been here.